I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. Hello. The US government says almost 2,000 children were separated from their parents on the border with Mexico between April and May, while the adults were awaiting prosecution for illegally crossing the border. The White House has clarified that President Trump does support new Republican immigration legislation that aims to stop the practice. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
The White House says that he misunderstood the question, but I think also inside the Republican Party there is growing concern, particularly with figures being released about the number of children that are being separated from their parents as they cross that border with Mexico. They say that they're going to try and put in place a new policy that effectively means that children and parents will not need to be separated. President Trump still wants to be seen as tough on immigration. That's something that he pushed for time and time again. And with all of these issues, he's talked about funding for his border wall with Mexico. He wants to try and ensure that he gets something out of this as well.
President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to prison pending his trial on charges including conspiracy and obstructing justice. Mr. Manafort said he's innocent. The charges predate President Trump's election campaign, as Anthony Zerker explains.
These are not charges that were brought against him, Manafort, related to the Trump campaign. They predate it, 2012 involvement with Ukraine. But it still doesn't look good when someone who ran your campaign for a number of months during the presidential election not only was indicted on unrelated tax evasion charges, but also ends up being indicted on obstruction of justice and witness tampering charges. It might make it more pressure on Manafort to cooperate with Robert Mueller.
Scottish firefighters are battling a major fire at one of the most architecturally important buildings in the city of Glasgow. Images show flames leaping from the roof of the McIntosh building in the Glasgow School of Art. Duncan Kirkhope reports.
Firefighters were called to the historic building just before 11:30 last night to find what they called a well-developed blaze. Flames lit up the city centre skyline and could be seen for miles around. In a tweet, the School of Art confirmed the world-renowned building, designed by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, was on fire. The surrounding area was evacuated. The Mackintosh building has been undergoing extensive work after a major fire in 2014 and was due to reopen next year.
World news from the BBC.